It's anger, frustration, tension, exhilaration, and the sound of restraint just being let go.
It's fun to have permission to break things. My whole life I was trying not to break things, you know.
Sherry is a customer at Seattle's Rage Industry, where manager Brian Opp says you can put on some protective gear.
We have coveralls to put on for you, and then we also have some masks and gloves for you to wear.
Go into a garage-sized concrete room lined with brick and pay to smash stuff up with tools.
There's golf clubs, sledgehammers, bats, a frying pan, and crowbar.
The classic frying pan.
Yes. We've gone through a lot of frying pans. They're easily breakable.
Opp says his company's owner got the idea after watching a scene from the movie Zombieland.
Come on, break another one.
When survivors of the zombie apocalypse blew off steam.
Nice.
By bashing up an antique store.
Doesn't that feel good?
Targets here include a variety of thrift shop glass and dishware, figurines, and office supplies.
Like the computer monitors and printers, you know, they use those type of things, so they enjoy breaking those.
For those customers who want to vent about work. Actually, Opp says Rage Industry is a popular spot for office parties, bachelorette bonding, unique dates, and for those like Sherry who are surviving their own monsters.
I lost one of my daughters almost 5 years ago to cancer, and I have a lot of anger and frustration. And then I found out about this place, and I was really excited that I get permission to break things in a safe place, in a safe way.
And after several minutes of unbridled smashing,
I like throwing the plates against the brick wall. And I was never a sports person, but I actually enjoyed the bat, which surprised me because I didn't even know if I could hit it. I thought I might miss.
You sound a little relieved.
I do. I feel relieved. I really do. I feel better.
Her visit, a smashing success. Heather Bosch, Cairo Radio News.